Well, hello, everyone.
Ah.
Welcome to
In case You Missed It.
All right, In Case You Missed It is a little podcast we do in case you missed anything from this morning's show.
That's what the it is,
so,
in case you missed it.
Right. The thing that we talked about today, it was Facebook court, and it was all about falling back or springing forward. And the charge on Facebook court was falling back is better than springing forward.
No.
Of course, we disagreed on that, and plenty of calls from you guys, and we appreciate it. This weekend, you got to fall back, which is one of the most glorious times of the year as far as I'm concerned.
No, no, I say spring forward.
Tony is somehow under the belief that the clock controls the sun.
It does in a way.
See, what it is, you get the same amount of sun no matter what the clock says.
No, we get less sun.
No.
It's darker earlier.
No, it gets darker earlier because the time changed, not because the sun changed.
Yeah, but y'all go and move the time, and now the time and the daylight don't match up.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's what killed the Mayan Indians.
That's got to be it.
Nobody
Somebody
knew what
moved
time
the sun
it was.
On them, yeah.
And then everybody gave up, and boom, no time.
Hey, Jason, I've got to go with Tony on this.
Way to go, Mike.
Oh, well, two I'll subpar minds think alike. How about that?
Yeah, let me tell you why.
How do you think we control the sun, Mike? Remote control? Does the president do it?
New world order?
How do you think we turn the sun off and on?
It wouldn't work, but yeah. I'll tell you why.
Why?
One, do you think you spend more money on your electric bill?
Another good point, Mike. Keep throwing them good points
again,
up there.
Again, you'd be spending the same amount because the sun is only out as much as the dear Lord above wants it to be.
Yeah, but Jason, Tony's right. I mean, it affects your electric bill.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
No, because you get the same amount of sun no matter what. Our time change doesn't do nothing to the sun.
Okay, but you have to turn your lights on earlier because it gets dark earlier. Fact.
Yeah, you got to go to bed
right,
earlier.
Right, but that has nothing to do with the time change.
I hate it.
It gets darker earlier. People get sadder. Country music songs get sadder when it gets darker earlier. You can see the toll that it takes on everything as a whole.
Y'all are weird, both
Flowers
of you.
Die.
Both of you are nuttier than a fruitcake.
Animals go hide in the ground and dig burrows to get away from it.
I know you do, Mike. We're waiting on Tony's.
It sucks either way you do it because your body gets messed up time-wise on this time change.
Yeah. It's worse than springing forward, though. I remember last year we were talking about springing forward and the amount of heart attacks for some reason.
Yeah.
Goes up tremendously when you spring forward. So not only am I selfish and wanting extra sleep, I'm just looking after everybody else.
Oh, right.
Well, people talk about the extra daylight. It's just they don't get up early to see the sun come up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the same amount of sun no matter what the clock says.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it messes your internal clock up for a month.
It does. You're exactly right. That's why I'm for it just staying one way or the other. Just pick one and
let's
go. I
don't care which way it is. Just leave it. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right, man. We appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thank you.
See you. Hello, it's Jason and Tony.
Who cares about the time? Can't we all just get along?
The glove don't fit. We must have quit.
Yeah. We'll try to all get along now.
No, he's got a point. What if we just throw time away?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, if there was no clocks on any walls, there were no second hands.
It'd be like Las Vegas.
Tony would never be late to work.
Right.
Tony never be at work.
No grains of sand in the hourglass. Just time. It was all just nothing.
Well, then we wouldn't have days of our lives. These are all you got to think about.
Well, no, we would just have blank of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
We'd just have of our lives.
It'd be of our lives.
Yeah, our lives would be the show then.
Dear Lord. All right. Hey, man, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
All right.
See you. This morning, we also took a trip. 1 minute inside a woman's head.
This is what it sounds like.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Well, Halloween party time again. My closet is like a shrine to Halloween's past. Ha, here's the big bone I wore in my hair that time I was Pebbles and my date was Bam Bam. We all went to a club dressed as the Flintstones. My date dumped me for the girl dressed as Betty. which is weird because that's Bam Bam's mom. Oh no, it got weirder. I got a ride home from the guy dressed as Fred. We were buzzed and I let him kiss me goodnight. Bad choice. He yelled yabba dabba do outside my apartment and it woke people up. That was a yabba dabba don't. Oh, and here's my hot nurse costume from the year my date went as a guy with a broken leg. From what I remember, we both ended up on the gurney. I'm noticing a theme here. Maybe this year I should go as a nun.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Kendra sent in a question for Tony in today's Ask Tony.
Hope I helped, Kendra.
Kendra says, Dear Tony,
My
fiance has a female friend that he's had since college. That was almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He claims he never hooked up with her. I guess I have to believe him.
Right.
But sometimes I wonder. They do something that really annoys me.
What?
They say they love each other when they hang up the phone or leave from hanging out. Mm-hmm. She will say, I love you. And he comes back with, I love you too.
Okay.
I never said anything to him while we were just boyfriend and girlfriend. But now that he's my fiance, I've kindly asked him to not do it anymore.
Well, well, well.
I don't want my man saying I love you to any other girl but me.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks I'm being insecure and that I'm trying to control him. Tony, am I off on this one? That's from Kendra. Kendra, here's Tony.
Dear Kendra. Well, Kendra, so now say this again. Now that there's a ring on your finger, it changes things, huh? Let's see. I think I've heard this one somewhere before, Kendra. It seems a lot of people get into relationships and then decide that later something is a problem. You also see this behavior commonly with, like, man's bowling night. A man can tell a woman the day he meets her that he bowls with his pals every Tuesday night. Then after they're together and there's a ring on, she says he's a piece of garbage that leaves her to go bowling every Tuesday night. Kendra, he has a friend that's a girl, and he has a friend kind of love for her. You knew it up front going into it. It's not like he says, hey, there's these college girls and we mud wrestle for years on Tuesday nights, so you're going to have to get used to that. He just has a friend that's a girl. And he says he's never hooked up with her, so yay, they've never went fishing. Love, Tony.
Tony used every ounce of his brain power to come up with today's word of the day.
I'm a walking dictionary, y'all.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Mach 2 plus 2. Mach 2 plus 2 is when a man breaks the sound barrier and wind at the same time. Mach 2 plus 2.
That's Tony's Word of the Day. Also, we found out that 44% of parents, which is a lie, it's a lot higher percentage than that.
You know it.
Steal candy from their kids after Halloween. Won't someone think of the children?
You've seen them on the streets, crying, begging for help, struggling to survive. After losing everything to a catastrophic event, it often feels there's nowhere to turn, no way to regain what was taken in the blink of an eye. Maybe you thought to yourself, one day I'll help. But the children who woke up and found their Halloween candy was eaten by their parents don't have until the 12th of never. They need your help now. For just pennies a day, you can help replenish the candy that mysteriously disappeared during the night. Each month you'll receive a picture of your child holding a miniature Snickers or Butterfinger, slowly putting the broken pieces of their Halloween back together, while their parents waddle around the house in search of stretch pants and Rolaids. For more information, call 1-800. I walked around all night wearing a stupid costume for nothing. Operators are standing by.
Also, the best country lyric that's never been written today.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I wanna hold your hand, make you feel so grand, create a plan to be your man, but first you have to leave your husband, Stan, or he'll send me to the promised land.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. As we know, sometimes the real good start with real bads, and this one does. A four-year-old named Ethan Van Leuven lives in a town in Utah, and he was diagnosed with leukemia.
Oh, poor little fella.
Just right before his second birthday.
Oh, so he's young.
His parents recently found out Ethan's cancer treatments weren't working, and his doctors say he might only have another 2 weeks left. Or, excuse me, yeah, no, 2 weeks. I wanted to change that to more time. 2 weeks left.
Oh, so there's no way around what'll happen.
So with that in mind, his entire community, this community in Utah, they've been making sure his last days are good ones. So last Tuesday, the town celebrated Halloween a week early. Well, a week and a day early.
Wow.
And that way Ethan could go trick-or-treating as Superman.
That would be hard to pull off for a whole community.
Then on Thursday, they had a parade to celebrate his fifth birthday, which is next month.
Oh, wow.
And this past weekend, they celebrated Christmas.
All this early for this young man.
And a radio station there played nothing but Christmas music for 3 straight hours on Friday. His neighbors put up their Christmas lights early. More than 150 people sang carols in front of Ethan's front yard. Mm. Then Saturday morning, he got to open up all of his presents.
Oh. Whoosh, well, that's strong right there.
Ethan's dad says it's been amazing to see how happy and excited Ethan's been the past week, and the amount of love and support they've gotten from friends and neighbors, he says, has been overwhelming.
This community took all the holidays and just threw them all together for him.
That is in West Jordan, Utah. So that community of West Jordan, Utah, you are real good. Well, that's it, guys. We appreciate you listening to...
In case you missed it.